Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are live here on Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Trainer, Inspirational Speaker, and author Sean Douglas. Welcome to all our listeners who are listening from wherever you are. This show is heard in 23 countries. I am super, super pumped, super thankful. And everybody who is from Norway, Belgium, Switzerland, U.S., Canada, oh man, France, Germany, Australia, all you guys that are listening in 23 countries, welcome to the show. And this is all about our transformation. We tell the stories here of why we are doing what we are doing to help transform others. We are live every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30. On the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. If you have any questions for any of the guests, a legitimate question. This is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the show is 657-383-1109. And my guest today is no different. The dude is unstoppable. He is a warrior. And I want you to welcome him to the show. What is up, buddy? Are you there? Let's see if he's here. I'm waiting. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me. Sorry, but we're having some little tech stuff going on there.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, what is going on with this thing? So, yeah, let me welcome Lechon, right?
Lechon.
LaShawn, okay, I just make sure. LaShawn Kerb, dude, you are a certified badass, man. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm so honored to be here and, you know, kind of share my testimony and my journey and, you know, with the hopes that I can help someone else kind of push toward any of their barriers and kind of, you know, meet their goals. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. So LaShawn Kerb is a digital media strategist and speaker. He gained early popularity from documenting singer-songwriter Usher, which was quickly placed in famed Origin magazine. The momentum launched him down the path of helping many other brands, publications, media outlets, and magazines enhance their brands. His current focus is helping entrepreneurs reach their ideal audience and monetize their attention through digital products. And most notably is Forbes, Red Bull, Universal, NBC, BET, VH1, PBS, Smirnoff, Master of the Mix, Hootsuite, BuzzFeed, Hosty, Huffington Post, and more. Being inspired to make a larger impact, he would go on to develop a proprietary process that leverages the power of human connection with personal branding and digital products. He believes that your story has the power to set hearts on fire and impact the world in a profound way. If you want to learn more, go to his website, www.of-course, so of course with the dash between the of and course, ofcourse.us, and you can join the Of Course community on Facebook. And in the show notes, there's a ton of social media links. Look them up, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. So, dude, when I was reading that, I was like, are you kidding me? Like Red Bull, Smirnoff, BET, VH1, like, dude, holy crap, man.
You know, it's really funny because every amazing thing I've ever done from my perspective was really off of the heels of building some extraordinary relationship with just one human. You know, one person made one friend and, you know, they seen the value in what I did and, you know, it kind of grew from there. So, you know, it's just amazing how that happens, you know, and it was really organic to me how, you know, how I kind of got into it all. Just really starting out early, like I moved around, I went to 14 different schools, I think, before I got out of high school. And so, like, yep. Every six
so
months, Yeah, man. You know, every 6 months to a year, it's kind of a revolving door of faces. But I think what ended up happening was I started to develop that muscle for building real connections, because I knew that, you know, the likelihood that I wasn't going to see those people again was going to happen, you know. And so you start to understand how to remove barriers and how to be more interested in people and less interesting. Yeah. And of course, from their experience, it's more interesting that you're interested in them. But what ends up happening is you start to develop depth of relationship. And I just kind of built that muscle and took it into my life with me. So, yeah, that the end result is it gave me a lot of great opportunities to do some cool stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. So the first question I always ask in the show, and I think it's got to be one of the best questions you can ever ask yourself, because this is really the focal point of everything that we do, and that is your why. Your why has got to be the forefront of every situation, every decision, consequence, whatever. So I got to ask you, what is your why? Why do you do what you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's really an easy answer for me.
Good.
You know, my earliest memory that I can even think of is me at my mom's house. I grew up in Pittsburgh. Inner city, if you guys aren't familiar with Pittsburgh, really kind of a blue collar steel town. And I was there kind of playing hide and go seek in the basement. You know, I thought I had a really good hiding spot. And, you know, eventually what I ended up doing was I took the stuff out of my mom's fridge in the basement and hid in there, thinking that was going to be a good place because my cousins and sister were hiding upstairs. And I ended up knocking the refrigerator over on the door, door facing down. And I got trapped in there for a good 30, maybe 40 minutes. And, you know, I'm screaming and I'm clawing and I'm crying and I'm yelling for my mom. And I can't, you know, I'm a mess. I can't do anything. I can't, I'm rendered kind of helpless. And, you know, to a certain degree, I had to surrender, but I wouldn't really let go. You know what I mean? And it was in that moment that I really discovered for me, like, having actual freedom was the most important thing to me, you know, from day to day. I mean, more important than being loved or liked or appreciated or any of those things was the ability to choose my own destiny, right? And so that just became a reoccurring theme through lots of different points in my life. But that was my why. It's like, I need to have the freedom and the flexibility to move and be free in this life. And for me, that it just made so much sense. And so, you know, fast forward into business, you know, that's, I really believe that's the thing that people are really looking for. It's like when they start a business, you know, generally they want to really kind of make their own path. And a lot of times they can't, even though their intentions are in the right place, unless they have the right systems and know what they're doing, right? And you got to get some good help for that. So that's my big why. It is very real to me today, is as it is every day, is kind of creating more freedom and flexibility in my own life and sharing, you know, the tools and the stuff that I've learned to use myself with other people.
Perfect. So can you is that it right there? I mean, that's the moment of your transformation was when that fridge toppled over. When you look back at everything that you've been through, is that the moment where you're like, dude, I can't be this way, and that changed your mindset? Or tell me how you got to this point.
I think it really started there, but you know, I don't want to say there was like one moment, because there's really many moments. It started there as you know, kind of putting me on the path of just being relentless about going after what's important to me, you know. So I definitely have had a lot of different things happen. I mean, it just was a big time for me then. And, you know, I think as you get older, like I said, I moved around a lot. I went to 14 different schools. And then as soon as I got out, I ended up going into the Marine Corps. And I think that was a whole new different discovery there, just going into the Marine Corps and having those experiences, you know, seeing things happen. And, you know, with my friends, and you just really learn quickly that you could be gone tomorrow. And, you know, the decisions that you make could literally end your life here right now. And so I think I just grabbed a hold of the realness of that and really started applying that to my life. And so to answer your question of how it kind of led me down this path, when I was in the Marine Corps, I had a buddy of mine sell me an old film camera. And I just kind of took it on our training missions with us, but it was like kind of my first discovery of using a camera, like the real way, you know? And I took it on our missions. And what I started to kind of develop was this interest in the stories, you know, that people have, you know, because you see them and you interact with them face to face and you get to see one layer, right? But what I started to get the access to do was see those other layers, you know, and it just became a real interesting part and creative expression for me. And I loved it. I just fell in love with it. And so I just kind of photographed all of our stuff. And then, you know, fast forward a couple years later, I get out of the Marine Corps. And at the time I was really planning on taking a completely different creative route. I was using a camera and like becoming a photographer and getting into like branding and all this stuff. And, it literally became, it became my thing that I do. It laid a seed early on and became the thing that I do. And, you know, I had somebody actually, when I was working with branding other people and making them look awesome and stuff like that, I needed to brand myself to get more like recognition and get more attention on what I'm doing and that kind of thing. And, I paid for it and it really sucked. You know, it was bad. You know, it was just bad. That was kind of where I recognized like, wow, I really have something special here. You know, I'm starting to get more attention. I'm way better than other people that I paid to do this for me. And, you know, maybe I need to take this more seriously. And so that was when I just really, it really clicked for me that, you know, this, there's something to this. And so one of the big things though, is like that I noticed, and it was always kind of a hole in my game, is for larger brands. Cause I did have the opportunity to obviously work with some larger brands. You mentioned some of them earlier, right. Is one of the things that larger brands have down is that they know how to aggregate attention. Like they know exactly what to do with it. They have these like marketing funnels and they, you know, they have ways that they have other products and all these different arenas and all these places that they can monetize their attention. And generally smaller brands don't. Like they have a service, right. And, you know, or they have a brick and mortar type of business and they're kind of like, they find themselves a slave to it and they don't really know how to leverage that. And so for me, it was always like, man, how do you do that? Or how, you know? And so it was just really ended up being very a natural transition into, okay, well, there are some different ways that you can monetize this attention, this brilliance that you have. What does that look like? And down the road, meeting my now partner, I learned a lot of good stuff about that. And we started putting that into action. And, you know, here we are today. Now there's obviously a lot of holes in between that, but yeah, that's how we got down this road.
Dude, that's wow, man. That's incredible. How long have you been at it?
So digital media, you know, I would say I've been at it well over 10 years or so. It started with photography, obviously, but then it got into, you know, more branding stuff and all these other things that you need when you're, you know, trying to grow your brand. But yeah, well over 10 years or so. And in the digital product development space, I've personally been in it a couple of years myself.
Perfect. Yeah, I laugh when people are like, man, I've been doing this for like a year and a half. It's just not working. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you got to put in the time.
A year and a half, bro. Like, come on, you know? So yeah, I just think it's kind of funny. So let's transition to your basically your transformation and how this all got started, right? What do you think has been the best part about your transformation so far, going from the military? Well, I guess a transition too, but you're transforming from the military to the civilian. Did you always want to know, or did you always want to be an entrepreneur? Did you already know that that's what you were going to be? Was an entrepreneur? Tell us about what that best part about it all is.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I believe that I always knew that I wanted ultimate freedom, right? And so For me, that really looked like being an entrepreneur. Though earlier on, I just didn't know what are the steps to that. Like, how do you do that?
Sure.
And so I think what was kind of a big light bulb for me is that I ended up working with this software company, and I developed a pretty strong and close relationship with the owner of the software company, and we became really close. And then through our conversations, what I really discovered out of that was that this guy, he didn't know how to do software, and he had this like huge company. He's really sharp in his own right, but he doesn't know how to do software. But what he did know how to do really well was get other people that are really skilled to do the things that he needs to have done, right? And so that was a big, that was kind of a big discovery for me. It was like, wow, this guy doesn't even know how to do software. It's got, one of the earliest software, companies has been on and going for like 30 plus years, making millions and millions of dollars. And, he has a really, a life of freedom and enjoyment, and he doesn't even know how to do software. And so I think that was for myself was like, wow, I guess I don't need to do everything. I can leverage things and make the right relationships to have the right things working. And, if this guy can do it, I can certainly do it. Why not? And so that was kind of the seed that was laid there. And I think that was a big part of my transition for sure. But at the end of the day, like when I got out of the military, like I did work in a couple of different industries, and I never just felt, I was never fulfilled. I never worked for any company ever that I felt as though had my best interest in mind beyond what I would have for them. So it was always a perception of mine that I would take better care of other people better than they have taken care of me. So I would rather be in the position to do that. And I ended up going down that path. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's two sides to every story. So there's the best part. So what's the worst part about it? What sticks out to you as like one of the worst parts about your transformation?
Yeah, for me, the worst parts were just not having the knowledge of what you actually need to run a business early on. I had the perception that like you could just be the best at what you do, and you can care a lot, and you can put in a lot of time, and then it's just going to work. Well, that's not true, because if you don't have the right systems in place, you can put on all the work that you want, but it's just not going to grow how you need it to. Like, somebody asked me a while back, like, what would I have told myself 10 years ago when I was going to, really get into business and stuff like that. And what I said was, I would have explained to me that if I start building an email list, it will become my own platform, because that's what ends up happening. Like people start, they build a company and they start a service or they build a product, but then they run into this like problem with like distribution. Like, how do I get it out? And, how do I run ads to this and that? And how much, do I budget toward this? And had I done that, then you actually become the platform yourself. So when you're ready to release your book or you release a course or your product or whatever, you already have waiting eyes that are already tuned into what you do know, like, and love you and are ready to buy. And, that's something I would have definitely built a stronger, earlier, faster, and more ferociously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking notes right now. That's something that I've been not lacking on, but really haven't engaged in that way. You know what I mean? I like your perspective, man. Like, I can be the platform, like that. Is it the algorithms? Is it the video? Is it the hashtags? Like, there's so much to it that unless you've test and tuned so many, I'm a car guy. So like test and tune, like unless you've test and tuned, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, man, you're never really going to get it down. I did a poll on my Facebook today. I said, I want to know where my audience spends most of their time. And I listed them all out. Is it Netflix, cable TV? Is it Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, everything? And what I've seen is it's a couple different. And then there's ones that I didn't even heard of. There's ones like, I mean, I've heard of the Vine. People are like, oh, I use the Vine a lot. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But there's other platforms. I'm like, what? Like, oh, it's brand new. I'm like, oh, it's cool. So every once in a while, just throw it out there. Like, where does my audience hang out? You know what I mean? What, like, what platforms are you on? I think you're going to build a great following if you just keep doing that and not satisfying yourself, but really satisfying the audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you're saying.
I definitely think it's a balance, you know, because here's the thing. When you're on these platforms, the truth of it is that you don't own the platform. They can change the algorithms anytime that they want. You know, if you're running ads on AdWords and Google, they can change the algorithms, and all of a sudden, you know, the cost of acquiring your new lead costs five times as much as it used to, right? So there are a lot of things that are out of your control. So if you can, you know, kind of solidify how you're doing those things, it definitely will make a big difference. You know, I used to be one of those guys where, for me, marketing was like an afterthought. Like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to build this thing. It's going to look amazing. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to build a website around it. It's going to be a brand. And then we're going to market it, maybe. Right? I've since changed, you know, because, you know, I think it's just kind of just naturally being in the business that we're in. And, you know, mostly people that are leveraging the kind of like things that we're doing are online marketers and online business owners. And so that really forced me to be knowledgeable about that space. Right. And so they're doing some pretty amazing things. And so it's really important to know it so you can leverage it for yourself and your company. But if you know about like marketing funnel, like for example, right now, I don't know if you've seen like this new trend, like on Facebook with like Facebook bots and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, the messenger bots. Yeah.
The messenger bots. Well, what people don't know is that messenger bots are getting 80% to 90% open rates, you know, which is like 10 times what people are getting on email. Now, granted, if you build a large email list, okay, you still can do really good, but like that's hugely responsive. And for something like that, with that kind of platform, like people live on Facebook and it's different. It's personal. You know, because they have their families there, they share their business there. When something goes wrong with their relationship, you're there, or their kids graduate, you're there. And so it's like all of those things, like it's an actual community. And that's one of the things that's very different than some of these other platforms, is that it's not, for most of them, it's not a real community where you hang out and you spend time there. Like I don't go any days without being on Facebook, and I get tons of business from being on Facebook. And, you know, I share my personal thoughts and, you know, impressions there and things that we're doing and all that kind of stuff happens on Facebook, and we're able to convert it into really amazing stuff. So I just think like knowing
that's
those
awesome
systems and being aware that, if you can set yourself up to become the platform, you're doing yourself a good service. That's for sure.
Boom. When, you know, it's funny when I hear people talk about, like, oh yeah, I get all my clients off of Facebook. I think literally I've gotten maybe a handful like on Facebook. It's been everything else, you know, like LinkedIn, reaching out through different organizations. I'll go straight to an organization. I'll just bypass Facebook, whatever, go to the contact us, find out who the decision makers are, and I'll just email the decision maker right away, you know. Then again, that's me trying to get booked to speak and, you know, all that. But I find it interesting that everybody talks about that. They're like, I got like, you know, five or six or however many clients, like, yeah, right off Facebook, like today, actually. I'm like, holy hell, because I know how hard it is, you know what I mean? I know how hard it is. People talk about it like, just got by five or six, you know, in like an hour.
well, they say it that way, right? But what they don't say is that, hey, you know, I'm spending thousands of dollars a month on targeted ads, and I'm putting those in front of the right target audience. And, hey, I've been putting content in front of them for a month from my blog. And I've pixeled that content from Facebook pixels. So now I'm able to get that lead for 50 cents instead of $15. And so like they don't talk about all the other systems that they have to actually acquire those things. And so, I got six leads. That's really great. And I'm sure that helps them, but but they don't really talk about all those systems that they had in place to acquire those leads and why it actually makes sense for them to do business on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny,
no,
man.
Absolutely. I was talking with my buddy. I was talking to my buddy the other day. I was like, dude, I've watched you from January till now go from like 1,100 people on your page, like on your speaker page, dude, you got almost 50,000. I'm like, that's amazing. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm just targeting and I'm doing this, doing this, doing this. I'm like, wow. How much did that cost? He's like, almost $2,000.
Well, you know, that's a very worthwhile investment, you know, if you're talking right. But that's another thing, too, is like some of the numbers don't really add up either. So it's like you can go and spend $2,000 to get 50,000 people on your Facebook page, but that doesn't mean that those are targeted, interested buyers of your brand that have been immersed, know, like, and love you. And so they make your Facebook page look like it's good, but that doesn't mean you're converting it into business. And so
that's
where all the shrouds and all the cloudy stuff gets really weird, and you have to really be able to cut through it, you know, but you have to know those systems in order to even know that it exists and how to use it for your own self. And so so obviously
nailed it.
I'm really into that stuff because, you know,
because I can tell.
We really want this stuff to work for people, right? We want it to work. You know, and not just like, hey, you know, if you think about it and you care about it, it's just going to work for you. No, you probably need those systems in place. So, yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. So speaking of systems and you know, everything that we're talking about, who's been your biggest influencer?
My biggest influencer, honestly, my biggest influencer at this stage is really my partner, fiance. She's just been really just a big part of my life and my growth in regards to business, you know, and I'll kind of share this with you. When we started building the company, like it was just such a natural transition. We were both consultants prior to building it, and it's kind of serving the same audience in a very different way. And, you know, just to kind of go back and kind of give you guys the groundwork, she's now a doctor of education, and really brings a really high level educator's perspective to the online business space. Right. But she couldn't read up until fifth grade. And, you know, she just really struggled there. And she had one teacher just take some time with her and just kind of find out what's going on with her. And what they discovered was the way that she processed information was a little bit different than the other kids. And so that teacher tried some different learning strategies with her in fifth grade, and she went from not being able to read to going to have the highest test scores that school had ever seen within that same year.
Wow.
And so obviously there's some holes there. And so she got super inspired and super pumped up to go on obviously forward and become an educator herself and help thousands of kids and thousands of adults and business owners, you know, alike. But yeah, and so that I think just her perspective on this industry and what was kind of missing is because, you know, she just really, you know, blessed me with that. So I don't know if you know this or not, like, so because we're in the digital product development space, is that in our industry, it's a $255 billion industry, and with online courses, right? And literally, only 3 to 5% of the people that are consuming those courses actually complete them. And
wow.
So that's a huge gap, right? You know, online business owners are like, okay, I'm going to build an online course and I'm going to do this stuff and we're going to monetize our ideas. And, you know, I think that's really the goal, but they're hugely missing the mark as a whole. And so people come in and they buy the courses, they don't finish it, but as a business owner, that hurts them tremendously because that means they have a huge hole in their marketing funnel. And so everyone that comes in literally falls out. And so they've got to keep replenishing that. They can't get those referrals because those people aren't going deeper with them. They're not taking advantage of their other products, their other events. They're just not caring enough because they didn't get the initial value after they paid and now they're gone. And so we really went on a mission to have integrity really be brought to the space. And we've had clients get up to 90% completion, which is all the way on the other side of the spectrum, knowing that it's not, it doesn't live in a vacuum. It's not something that can't be done. It's just something that's not being done. And so we, like I said, we've been on a mission to really change that because we were personally impacted by it and seen the benefits of it being done correctly. So,
wow.
I hope that answers your question and sheds a little light on it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's just incredible. So on the opposite side of that, who's been your biggest supporter?
my biggest supporter would be her too.
Okay. It's just, fair enough.
She's in the trenches with me, but you know, I think it really started with my mom early. She just was one of those ladies who never seen barriers as blocks. They were really like obstacles you can climb over or go around. And that's kind of how she lived her life. And she really passed that on to me, you know, growing up. Like, we didn't have a lot of money. We in fact, we had barely any money at all. Like, I remember like going to sleep early so I could go and get, you know, free breakfast at school a lot of times. And, you know, that was just the reality of it. But she was a single mom and trying to build her dream and, you know, having some difficulty kind of figuring it all out, doing it on her own. But one of the things she really instilled in me early was that it was possible, and it was possible for me. And I think that's something that a lot of people can really grab is, you know, there may be something that you can go, you think that you can go and do, but literally that thing is for you. And a lot of times people, when they get started on their mission, they want to build the business, you know, it's hard to really distinguish why you're unique. And, you know, I'm here to really tell you that you are what makes you unique. And, it does you a real disservice. You know, I see a lot of people, like, they try to copy what other people are doing that's working and all these kinds of things. And it really drains that uniqueness out of it. And so it kind of removes the X factor. And so I just, you know, I really tell people when I'm consulting with them is that you really want to embrace your own culture and what you think and what you feel and really share those beliefs with people and allow them to connect with you in a deeper way. But yeah, my mom really started that early, just kind of believing that I could do whatever I was interested in and what was possible for me. And, you know, I really took that on to embrace in my life.
Boom. Nailed it. Love it. You feel like your transformation is complete? I mean, you feel like you're at where you want to be?
No. I'm like a crazy, voracious reader. I'm always training. I'm always learning. I'm always implementing. Like, my big thing is, like, when I learn something, I don't like to sit on it too long. I will learn it and apply it as fast as possible. And not like all over the place, different ways, like all different arenas, but, you know, with things that will enhance our business and go further. I think, you know, in the future of things for me is more just sharing with people. You know, I have a special gift for connecting with people. And I think it's just because I'm naturally curious and naturally interested. I naturally have empathy for people and I want to share that. So I think for the future of me, I'll be sharing a lot more of that on different stages and just sharing the systems that we've used to get us some wins and, you know, helping other people do that themselves.
Perfect. So talk more about where you're headed now, new adventures, businesses, family, you know, what's on the horizon for you, man? Give me a 10,000 foot view of what you're looking at.
10,000 foot view. You know, at a 10,000 foot view, what's really important to me at this stage is building our community a little stronger and larger. I mean, we have a community of online business owners and influencers that are doing some incredible, incredible things. And so for me, it's like, it's great because what we've been able to do is really leverage the brilliant things that they're doing and give it to people that may not have access to that information. And so, and really get them time with, you know, speakers and trainers that are so busy and so popular that you couldn't pay them to get on the phone, you know, and put them in a special kind of place where they can kind of share and connect with other like-minded people, but maybe learn some things that they don't know, but also share some things that they know that have been working for them and have been getting them some pretty amazing results. So we're really focused on growing that community and, you know, like I said, getting on more stages and really sharing this stuff with the world, man.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. I got kind of the same thing, you know, trying to build my brand, trying to get on more stages, trying to, you know, meet influencers, trying to, you know, so yep, I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah. So I mean, that,
Well, yeah, go ahead.
And to kind of add to that, and I didn't mean to cut you there, just kind of add to that is, like I said, we're in the online course space, right? In generally under online marketing or digital marketing and all that kind of stuff. We know that people are being underserved. We know that they're spending a lot of money to try and forward their dreams. And our goal is to put a change to the way that's been currently being done. And so we have been doing that at certain levels. Our overall goal is to transform 10,000 brands within the next 10 years through strategic partnerships, through affiliate partnerships, and, you know, the right type of sponsorships too. But ultimately, we want people to win. And I personally believe if someone has the access and the economic freedom to choose what they want to, I just think that the world we live in would be a completely different place.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. So if you had to go back, would you change anything or do anything different?
Yeah, I would do a lot of things differently. You know,
really?
I would do tons of things differently. You know, like I said, marketing for me was something that I really got focused on over the last probably 3 years or so. And prior to that, it was like an afterthought. I would have done that in reverse, right? I would have learned all those systems. I would have built all those lists. There's a lot of things I would have done differently, you know. In probably 2001, I had a friend of mine that was like, working on like stock options and stuff like that. And he was telling me, like, oh man, I'm doing some stock option stuff. You should really try it. I'm doing this thing called, eBay and Google and Amazon. They're going to be really great. You should really, you know, spend some money on it. And I was like, well, I'm just going to go get some pizza. you know, at that time, yeah, no, you know, man. If I was to do something differently, I would have been I would have trained myself to move with velocity, on my decisions. You know, there were a lot of things that I knew about, and I didn't move on, and then they moved past me because I didn't make decisions as fast. So that's one of the muscles I've been really developing, is to make decisions with velocity and just really go forward from there. Instead of just really over analyzing things and kind of sitting on it and waiting, you know, the opportunities don't wait for you, and they just don't.
Boom.
They don't wait for you. They will pass you by, and you will sit there in 10 years wishing that you did, you know? And so for me, I no longer allow that to happen when I can. You know, I consciously allow myself to take actions swiftly. So that's something I would do differently for sure.
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm talking to myself. I'm right there with you. I adopted the mentality. I live by one simple principle, and it is say yes and figure it out. There have been so many times where people come up to me and say, hey, would you want to help or do this? Or what do you think about this? Or how about this? Or, you know, whatever. And it's just like, I don't know. And boom, they're gone. So now I'm just like, yeah, figure it out. Like, is this something really? But at least I say yes. And then later on, I'll be like, nah, that's kind of not what I was looking for. Sorry. You know what I mean? Nobody really gets mad. Nobody gets pissed off. They're like, okay, well, thanks. You know, like,
yeah,
they don't get mad that I backed out. Not unless there's money on the table, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously you want to take care of your relationships, but, you know, deciding just the action of deciding really has things go in your favor. You know, it's when you're stuck in that indecision, they pass you by. You know, it's okay to say no, I believe, because there are things you need to say no to and set your boundaries and maybe not destroy your focus or whatever it is that you're working on, right? But saying yes, as you take that action, it has things like you literally change the future of what your results are going to be. And it's really tough to do because you don't know what that's going to lead to. You don't know what that next relationship is going to lead to. You don't know what that next event is going to lead to that's going to take you somewhere. You know, I was watching the documentary the other day with the Defiant Ones, and it's on HBO Go if you guys haven't seen it yet. And it's basically the backstory of Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. And they were interviewing Eminem for this, and he's basically talking about how he basically came into his positioning with Dr. Dre. Literally, he was getting ready to give up, and he gave one last person, like one of his last mixtapes, and he was like, I'm done doing this, right? And that mixtape ended up going directly to Dr. Dre. And the guy put him in and said, I want to work with you now, period. I'm going to sign you today. You know, it was like instant. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like you don't really know when that opportunity is for you, and you can't really quantify it outside of actually being in it. So you just have to take the action. So do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've been to the Grammys, you know. A couple of months ago, I pulled into this marketing, I guess we'll say situation because it's developing. But basically, and it's me and my partners, and we're in the room, and we're in the room with the guy who built the thumbprint for Apple. He sold it to Apple.
Wow.
Multi millions. And they're coming to us about the strategies that we're doing online. And so, and they're obviously billionaires, but I wasn't at that level, obviously. And so, it's like you don't really know what leads to what. And that was on the relationship of something I did build on Facebook. So you never really know where it goes. You don't know what's possible for it. You know?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. It changed my life when I started saying yes to things. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. You know, like. And it just because it opens doors because, like you said, man, decisions are huge. When you say yes, it opens up your heart and mind to new ideas and new experiences. When you say no, you just shut the door. It's closed off. You've already got it in your head. No. Mm-hmm. Done. Yep. Mm-hmm. Done.
And I really like to keep myself open to possibilities. So, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep. Dude, say yes and then figure it the hell out. So with that's what I do. That's my resource. That's my, you know, experience and everything. So what is yours, man? What is the best resource that you found during your journey?
My best resource is that I'm naturally curious about people. And so every opportunity that I have to really kind of dig in and go deeper, I do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm really present with them when I do it, you know, and it's not from a perspective of what I can get for them or what I can get out of them or where, you know, I'm not trying to maneuver people at all. And I think that's a complete different experience these days because we're so like immersed in like advertising and people's widgets and the things that they're doing and all these kinds of things that I think it numbs people down to what it's like to really interact with people that just care and are interested in you outside of what they can get from you. Right. And so I really practice that. And that's probably the best gift and tool that I've had to really grow our business. And it's really just being present and interested in people and from and always looking out for the win-wins. You know, I'm never really looking for a one-sided win on anything. I'm always looking at where are the opportunities that we can add value and create value and connection and win-wins on both sides. And I just think that's been a really winning formula.
For everybody listening, that was massive mic drop on a knowledge bomb. Like, you have to create a win-win scenario if you want to be sustainable and create relationships and business. You have to be a win-win. I've been in situations where it's a great win for me. Like, I love it, you know, and then somebody figures it out and they're like, oh, well, okay. You know, I delivered on everything I said I was going to, but I think they just kind of figured like, well, that was too easy, or you know what I mean? But then I've been on other sides where I've definitely given way too much and not gotten compensated. And I'm like, man, whatever, dude. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. But when there's a win-win in that perfect situation, there's a win-win on both sides and both parties are walking away happy and everybody's delivering, everybody's firing. Like, it just creates the atmosphere to do bigger and better things.
Extraordinary things. I mean, it's such a different experience when you get in scenarios like that, and maybe you're getting the lopsided side of the deal because you want to develop the relationship, and they go, no, this is what I think would be better. You know, this is more fair. This is going to have us both winning. And so, you know, from there on, you know, you've got the groundwork of integrity that you can build upon, and not integrity from the sense of like, right or wrong, because I think a lot of people do that is when they think about integrity, it's like, oh, it's integrity. So it's so right. It's so wrong. I think of it in terms of more of a strong structure to build things upon. And so integrity really works that way. Like the integrity of a building is going to keep it, you know, standing if a hurricane comes and blows, you know? Win-win situations, actually being interested in people, you know, don't go in, you know, just kind of waiting to pounce on them. If you have an opportunity or you see an opportunity, you know, just look for the ways that you can bring value to them, an actual value, because a lot of people talk about value from outside, you know, an outside thing like, oh, I'm going to bring you value. Like, no, like, what do they need? What are they missing? Do you have an answer to that?
Values equals results.
What is the thing that
value equals results?
Do they need more leads? Do you have a platform that they're or an audience that would be good for them to be in front of? Like all those kinds of things. Like those are things that can make a real difference and leverage your relationships much faster than you would think. Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about that for one quick second. So who gave you one of the best resources that you've used? Was there somebody in particular that's like, man, this guy connected, or this guy gave me a book, or what was it? What sticks out for you?
You know, I think for me, probably the best resource that I got was I was introduced to the whole digital marketer team, and they just have a wealth of knowledge in regards to how to really grow your business online, how to put those systems in place the right way. I just found it to be like extremely valuable. So that's just digitalmarketer.com. If you guys haven't heard of them, they run a huge summit called Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego. I mean, the next one's supposed to be probably 10,000 attendees. I mean, it's a huge summit. And
wow.
They're just amazing at what they do. So if you're not familiar with Digital Marketer, check them out online. They're just incredible. And they're really, if not the best in the world, like they are arguably the best in the world at digital marketing.
Wow. 10,000. You know, that's my goal, man. Like, you know, I'm doing, you know, a couple hundred person events, and I've done, you know, a couple hundred people at a high school or whatever. But if I can break like a 5,000 person event, you know, speaking on the main stage, bro, like I'm so set.
Yeah.
You
know? Like I'm
so ready.
They crush it. I mean, anyone who's anyone in the industry definitely would love to be on their stage. And you know,
Gary V.
Gary V was on their stage. I think he was on that last year. Yeah, maybe last year he was on the stage. He crushed it.
Awesome.
And, you know, had an opportunity to see him. Damon John. I mean, they just have some really amazing people.
Damon John, yep.
On their stage, just kind of bringing the heat, man, and that, you know, they always deliver. So
awesome.
I'm big fans of theirs. And, you know, it's funny. Like, I had an opportunity to really connect with actually their top dog, Ryan Dice. I'm in a mastermind in Colorado Springs called Advance Your Reach, and it's Cloud Camp Mastermind. And it's just, you know, that's the other thing I want to share with you guys is, like, if you're not in a mastermind, get yourself in a really good mastermind, because it will flatten the playing field, because you will literally be able to leap past and jump past all the gatekeepers of these big companies and all these kinds of things that you wouldn't otherwise get access to because they don't know you. Like, it will give you an opportunity to build the right relationships with them and an intimate atmosphere over several days. And then you really can't replace that. They know exactly who you are. Like, we've been in enough masterminds that these guys know exactly who we are, what we do, first name basis, Facebook message, call up, like all that stuff. And it was all because, like, we were in the right masterminds. And so if you're not in a mastermind right now, get yourself in the right ones, because it'll literally change your business and it'll change your life. I mean, this last mastermind we were in, we met Tush and Tara from Digital Underground. And they basically – Tara, it was the number 5 hire at ClickBank. If you're not familiar with ClickBank, they're probably the biggest in affiliate marketing, you know, on the planet. They're huge. And she was their number 5 hire. And her husband – Dush was their VP for like 6 years. So, and I met them in a mastermind. And from there, like, we got invited to their, you know, event with Yannick Silver out in Denver. And it's just like, you never really know what happens once you're there and you have the opportunity to build those relationships, and magic can happen. I would definitely say, get yourself in a mastermind. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm in a mastermind called M1, and M1 stands for March to a Million. And when you're trying to get to that first million, so net worth of $1 million, and the mastermind that I'm in, our millionaire mentor is Rock Thomas. So Rock used to work with Tony Robbins. So literally, like, I'm one degree away from Tony Robbins, which I think is amazing. They have, you know, he has special discount offers and this, that, and the other. You go to Tony Robbins events, whatever. But, like, the guy used to work for Tony Robbins. You know what I mean? So he broke off, you know, started doing his own thing, started doing his own coaching. But the guy is phenomenal. And he brings on successful millionaires and billionaires. Like, we masterminded with Jeff Hoffman from Priceline.com. We masterminded with T. Harv Eker. You know, T. Harv Eker wrote the book Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. We masterminded with – there was a 19-year-old kid that won a humanitarian award, and he's worth like $40 million. I'm like, 19? I was like stupid as crap at 19. Like, I was so stupid. You know, you got 19-year-olds that are absolutely crushing it.
Crushing
you know?
It, right? Yeah.
So I'm just like, dude, like, I'm 33, and this 19-year-old – is crushing life. You know what I mean? And it's like, you just never know, you know? So yeah, dude, you got to get into mastermind. And like you said, man, it breaks down barriers, breaks down walls. You meet amazing people, and you never know who you're going to meet, because when you have a tribe of people coming together, dude, oh my God, it is game changing.
It changes the game. It gives you a master key to whatever it is that you're looking to access in your life and your business.
Yep.
And
absolutely. I can call on anybody.
If you're not a turd, you know, if you're not a jerk and you go in there, yeah, and you're like, you know, kind of siphoning people for their goods, you know, you got to bring value, but that's where you deliver it. And if you do it, you will get some great return.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're really quick to call you out on your crap too. I watched a couple guys that were like, you're not serious. We're not serious. Whatever. I was like, all right, whatever. Egos, whatever. And the guy's like, tell you what, dude, if you're freaking serious about this, let's do this. I want you to make 50 grand in like the next, I think like 2 months or something like that. If not, I'm going to cash a check, you know, on your behalf, you know, whatever. So they wrote each other checks for 5,000, and they're like, here you go, man. I was like, yeah, but I don't, like, can't you just cancel the check? And another guy's like, I'll give you the title to my house. I'm like, oh my God. It's like,
yeah, the stakes are high, man.
Accountability.
The stakes are high. Yeah,
dude. And they did it. They both crushed it. Because when you have skin in the game, you are going to absolutely crush it. So yeah.
So true.
Definitely.
Oh my God.
So this is your moment, bro. You've been shining all episode, but this is your moment of the show. Shameless plug. You can plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, products, movies, give a shout out, whatever you want. This is your moment to shamelessly plug and promote whatever you want. Go.
Yeah, well, guys, you know, thank you for, you know, sharing the space with me and allowing me to share my story. I would definitely love to connect with you deeper. Facebook is the place. You know, you can find me at Facebook. We have a beautiful community of online influencers, and some of them are offline, but they play on Facebook too, and they're hiding. But they're in this community sharing some of their most brilliant strategies that can help bring you some great growth in your business too. So find me on there. If you look in the links here, we have one for the community. It's just, of course, community. And then if you have any other questions about getting a digital product built for your business, we can certainly support you with that. And that's simply www.of-course.us.
Perfect. And I'm seeing on here, I just went, I'm like, okay, let me see what I got. I've got 4 friends, you know, in this group. So yeah, I'm going to join this group because I'm in the middle of building my own online course. So
yeah, well, if you definitely want to tune in. We share a lot of different strategies that are winning formulas. If anyone's looking to do that, and yeah, we're happy to support.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, man. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone?
Yeah, my best nugget of knowledge is really, you know, the recognition that you have something extraordinary to offer this world. And I wouldn't let anything get in the way of that. I mean, you really have something extraordinary. I mean, you got to figure there are a lot of people out here doing amazing things, but there are people out here that are not going to be properly served because you're not delivering the right message to them. So get it out there. grow your business, yep. You know, take those risks, and you will see the rewards, and you will live a much happier, fun, crazy wildlife.
There you go. Nailed it. Give us a call to action as we close.
Call to action. Get on, make a course, you know, not necessarily with us or whatever, but make a product, get it out there. You know, I think people sit on the idea like, how do I monetize my business? How do I start it? How do I do all this thing? Make it. I mean, there are $255 billion worth of this being done every day. And, you know, I will caveat that with like, just partner yourself with someone who knows what they're doing so you can actually serve your audience. You know, I don't think there's anything greater than really sharing your legacy with the world, you know, and it's
right.
A really great way to do it. It's giving everyday average people, you know, tons of resources from their everyday. You know, I'm talking about from 5K up to 45K, regular everyday people with no higher level education. So if you don't think you have something extraordinary to share with people, I've seen courses on soap, novels, comic books, everything. And so there's something extraordinary you have to offer. You can monetize it. Just get out there and start building it. And if you need help, we'll be happy to help you.
Love it. Dude, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show. We connected in the Veterans Entrepreneur Group. And, dude, you are a freaking rock star, man.
Thank you, man. I totally appreciate the love. And thank you for having me. And, yeah, we're looking forward to connecting with you guys. And,
yep.
You know, it's a beautiful world we're living in. There's lots of good things happening in tech and just the progression of where we're going as a society is really amazing. And so this is the best time ever to build your thing. And I would definitely not waste any more time. Action, velocity.
Yep. There you go. Nailed it. Thanks, dude. Thanks for coming on the show, man. We'll connect in the future.
All right, man. Thank you for having me. Talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Life Transformation Radio, this has been another impactful episode with impactful guests. The guys are crushing it and learn from them. Everybody I bring on the show, learn from them. Soak it in. Take notes. Like, share, comment. Bring your friends along for the episode. We're live every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern and the first and third Fridays of every month at 5:30. As we close, I want to leave you with this. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold in your heart. Living your brand is simply leading by example and living your life as an example and leaving a legacy behind. And I call that living your brand. And until next time, do just that. Live your brand. Have a good night.